Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations present Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the Air.
But I believe there is life on Mars. I've seen it.
And they're not moving. John, they're dead. Nothing here ever stays alive anymore.
What's the matter, you chicken? What are you all afraid of?
Afraid of a sea monster 105 feet long with scaly claws and breathing fire.
Oh. Attention all spacemen. Attention all spacemen. Stand by for a high priority message.
I have been requested by the governor of New Jersey to place the counties of Mercer and Middlesex as far west as Princeton and east to Jamesburg under martial law. No one will be permitted to enter this area except by special pass issued by state or military authorities. Four companies of state militia are proceeding from Trenton to Grover's Mill, and will aid in the evacuation of homes within the range of military operations. Thank you.
You have just been listening to General Montgomery Smith, commanding the state militia at Trenton. In the meantime, further details of the catastrophe at Grover's Mill are coming in. The strange creatures, after unleashing their deadly assault, crawled back in their pit and made no attempt to prevent the efforts of the firemen to recover the bodies and extinguish the fire. The combined fire departments of Mercer County are fighting the flames which menace the entire countryside. We have been unable to establish any contact with our mobile unit at Grover's Mill, but we hope to be able to return you there at the earliest possible moment. In the meantime, we take you to... Just one moment, please. Ladies and gentlemen, I have just been informed that we have finally established communication with an eyewitness of the tragedy. Professor Pearson has been located at a farmhouse near Grover's Mill, where he has established an emergency observation post. As a scientist, he will give you his explanation of the calamity. The next voice you hear will be that of Professor Pearson, brought to you by direct wire. Professor Pearson.
Of the creatures in the rocket cylinder at Grover's Mill, I can give you no authoritative information, either as to their nature, their origin. Of their destructive instrument, I might venture some conjectural explanation. For want of a better term, I shall refer to the mysterious weapon as a heat ray. It's my guess that in some way they are able to generate an intense heat in a chamber of practically absolute non-conductivity. This intense heat they project in a parallel beam against any object they choose. That is my conjecture of the origin of the heat ray.
Thank you, Professor Pearson. Ladies and gentlemen, here is a bulletin from Trenton. It is a brief statement informing us that the charred body of Carl Phillips has been identified in a Trenton hospital. Now here's another bulletin from Washington, D.C. The office of the director of the National Red Cross reports 10 units of Red Cross emergency workers have been assigned to the headquarters of the state militia, stationed outside of Grover's Mill, New Jersey. Here's a bulletin from State Police, Princeton Junction. The fires at Grover's Mill and vicinity are now under control. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special statement from Mr. Harry McDonald, Vice President in charge of operations.
We have received a request from the State Militia of Trenton to place at their disposal our entire broadcasting facilities. In view of the gravity of the situation, and believing that radio has a responsibility to serve in the public interest at all times, we are turning over our facilities to the State Militia at Trenton.
Attention all control points, all military, all civil defense units. Operation Scatter must not slow down. Traffic stoppages on River Freeway must be cleared. Execute severest measures to control hysteria and keep traffic flowing. Martial law, emphasize martial law.
This is Captain Lansing of the Signal Corps, attached to the State Militia, now engaged in military operations in the vicinity of Grover's Mill. Without heavy field pieces, but adequately armed with rifles and machine guns. Surrounded on all sides by 8 battalions of infantry. Situation arising from the reported presence of certain individuals of unidentified nature is now under complete control. There appears to be some slight smoke in the woods bordering the Millstone River. Probably fire started by campers. You ought to see some action soon. One of the companies is deploying on the left flank. A quick thrust and it'll all be over. Oh, wait a minute. I see something. No, it's nothing but a shadow. Well, wait, that wasn't a shadow. It's something moving. They are rising up out of this, going higher and higher. But it's actually rearing up. Now it's reaching above the trees and the searchlights are on it. Hold on.
King Kong approaching electrical blockade. All civilians evacuate immediately.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a grave announcement to make. Incredible as it may seem, both the observations of science and the evidence of our eyes lead to the inescapable assumption that those strange beings who landed in the Jersey farmlands tonight are the vanguard of an invading army. The battle which took place tonight at Grover Mills has ended in one of the most startling defeats ever suffered by an army in modern times. 7,000 men armed with rifles and machine guns, 120 known survivors. The rest strewn over the battle area from Grover's Mill to Plainsboro, crushed and trampled to death under the feet of the monster, or burned to cinders by its heat ray. The monster is now in control of the middle section of New Jersey and has effectively cut the state through its center. Communication lines are down from Pennsylvania to the Atlantic Ocean. Railroad tracks are torn and service from New York to Philadelphia discontinued, except routing some of the trains through Allerton and Phoenixville. Highways to the north, south, and west are clogged with frantic human traffic. Police and army reserves are unable to control the mad flight. By morning, the fugitives will have swelled Philadelphia, Camden, and Trenton, it is estimated, to twice their normal population. Martial law prevails throughout New Jersey and eastern Pennsylvania. At this time, we take you to Washington for a special broadcast on the national emergency. The Secretary of the Interior.
A nation is built on the spirit of its people. The test of greatness of any nation is how that nation pulls together in a time of crisis. The only limits on what we can achieve are the limits we place on our hopes.
You have just heard the Secretary of the Interior speaking from Washington. Bulletins too numerous to read are piling up in the studio here. We're informed that the central portion of New Jersey is blacked out from radio communication due to the effect of the heat ray upon power lines and electrical equipment. Here is a special bulletin in New York. Cables have been received from English, French, and German scientific bodies offering assistance. Astronomers report continued gas outbursts at regular intervals on the planet Mars. There have been several attempts made to locate Professor Pearson of Princeton. It is feared he was lost in the recent battle. Langham Field, Virginia. Invaders picked their way carefully, moving north toward Somerville with population fleeing ahead of them. The heat ray is not in use, although advancing at express train speed. However, they stop to uproot power lines, bridges, and railroad tracks. Their apparent objective is to crush resistance, paralyze communication, and destruction of cities and countryside. Here is a bulletin from Basking Ridge, New Jersey. Army field pieces are proceeding from Newark to blow up the second invading unit. They are taking up a position in the foothills of Watchung Mountain. Another bulletin from Langham Field, Virginia. Scouting planes report enemy machines, now three in number, increasing speed northward, kicking over houses and trees in their evident haste to form a conjunction with their allies south of Marstown. Machines also sighted by telephone operator east of Middlesex, within 10 miles of Plainfield. Here's a bulletin from Winston Field, Long Island. A fleet of army bombers carrying heavy explosives flying north in pursuit of enemy. Scouting planes act as guides. They keep the speeding enemy in sight. Just a moment, please, ladies and gentlemen. We've run special wires to the artillery line and adjacent villages to give you direct reports in the zone of the advancing enemy. First, we take you to the battery of the 22nd Field Artillery, located in the Watchung Mountains.
Fire!
Yards to the right, sir.
Shift range, 31 meters.
31 meters.
Projection, 37 degrees.
37 degrees.
Fire!
Good. Hit, sir. Got the tripod of one of them. Stop. The others are trying to repair it.
Quick, get the range. Shift 30 meters.
30 meters.
Projection, 27 degrees.
27 degrees.
Fire.
They're landing. Letting off a smoke.
What is it?
Black smoke. This way. Land close to the ground. Moving fast.
Put on gas mask. Get ready to fire. Shift to 24 meters.
24 meters.
Projection 24 degrees.
24 degrees.
Fire.
I can't see, sir. Hope's coming here.
Get the rain.
Meters.
23 meters.
Meters.
22. 22.
All units, situation 1310, condition red, evacuation operation scatter. This is not a test. 1310, situation red. All highways out of population centers to be cleared for evacuation operation scatter. All officers have full authority to deal with local problems.
Attention! Attention!
Ladies and gentlemen, attention. There is a herd of killer rabbits headed this way, and we desperately need your help.
You all right now, Dr. Albert?
This is Bolt reporting to Commander Fairfax, Langham Field.
Enemy well, I'm sure I'm glad I located you. I stalled as long as I could. Another 10 minutes, and we couldn't have taken off. That blasted protoplasm, or whatever it is, was sucking at the wheels by the time we left the ground.
Yes, I saw.
5,000 feet. Well, we'll cruise around up there for 15 minutes and head west.
It will do no good.
You can't mean it. It must stop growing sometime. It must.
Look at it down there. A gray blanket of evil covering everything. See how the roads are black with men and women and their children running for their lives. See how the protoplasmic gray reaches out and engulfs them. See.
Stop it! Stop talking like that. We'll get away. The government, they'll send bombing planes, poison gas.
No hope. Listen to me, Lewis. You remember only a handful of days ago you asked me my prophecy of the end of the earth? You remember my answer?
Engines are giving out.
Scholarly prophecy.
No chance to release bombs.
Cessation of earth rotation.
Only one thing left.
Mighty sounding astronomical theory. But now this is reality, Lewis. The end has come for humanity. Not in the red of atomic fusion. Not in the glory of interstellar combustion. Not in the peace of white, cold silence. But with that creeping, grasping flesh below us. It is a joke, hey, Lewis. A
no.
Great joke. The joke of the cosmos. The end of mankind.
Why? No, we won't die. I can't die. I'll find a safe landing somewhere. I'll find a place. The motor, it's cut out. We're in a spin. I can't get out of it.
I told you. Doomed.
No! No!
All mankind, doom!
No! We're falling right in!
Bayonne, New Jersey, calling Langham Field. This is Bayonne, New Jersey, calling Langham Field. Come in, please.
Langham Field. Go ahead.
8 Army bombers in engagement with enemies over Jersey Flats. Engines incapacitated by heat ray. All crashed. One enemy destroyed. Enemy now discharging heavy black smoke in direction of...
New Jersey. Newark, New Jersey. Warning. Poisonous black smoke pouring in from Jersey marshes. Streets of South Street. Gas masks useless. Earth population move into open spaces. Automobiles use route 7, 23, 24. Avoid congested areas. Smoke now spreading over Raymond Boulevard.
Calling CQ, 2X2L, calling CQ, 2X2L, calling 8X3R. Come in, please.
This is 8X3R coming back at 2X2L.
How's reception? How's reception? Hey, please. Where are you, 8X3R? What's the matter? Where are you? CQ, New York. Is there anyone on the air? Is there anyone on the air? Is there anyone?